This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today asserted that Jammu and Kashmir will be free of terrorism under the Narendra Modi government. Replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the Home Minister said strong action will be taken against terrorists and terror infrastructure will be razed to the ground. Mr. Shah lauded the role of armed forces and security agencies for the successful Operation Mahadev, in which three terrorists involved in Pahalgam terror attack were neutralized.
मैं सबसे पहले ऑपरेशन महादेव के लिए बताना चाहूंगा. परसों ही बहुत लंबे समय से चल रहे हुए एक ऑपरेशन का अंत आया और वो ऑपरेशन के तहत तीन आतंकवादी सुलेमान उर्फ फैजल जट, अफगान और जिब्रान, हमारी सुरक्षा बलों ने इनको मौत के घाट उतार. मानोर सुलेमान ए श्रेणी का लश्कर ए तैयबा का कमांडर था. पहलगांव हमले में उसकी ही राइफल से गोलियां चली थी और उसको हमारे सुरक्षा बलों ने कश्मीर छोड़कर पाकिस्तान भागने नहीं दिया. अफगान भी ए ग्रेड का लश्कर ए तैयबा का कमांडर था और जिब्रान भी उच्च आला दर्जे का लश्कर ए तैयबा का आतंकवादी था.
Mr. Shah pointed out that the government took stringent measures against Pakistan immediately after the terror attack, including suspension of the Indus Water Treaty and visa facility. He said the Pakistani side approached India and pleaded with the Indian side to stop the operation. During the Home Minister's reply, the opposition staged a walkout demanding the Prime Minister's reply on Operation Sindoor. Earlier, participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar refuted mediation claims to stop Operation Sindoor, saying that no phone call was made between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump from the 22nd of April to the 16th of June this year. He said no world leader asked India to stop its operation. He said during the talk with the Vice President of America, India made it stand clear that if Pakistan attacks, India will respond by launching a big attack. The discussion is underway. The government has said that over 1,400 web addresses, URL of digital media, have been blocked during Operation Sindoor for propagating false and potentially harmful information. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said this in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Vaishnav said the government took all possible actions to control the spread of fake and misleading information. The NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR satellite was successfully launched this evening. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO on social media platform X said the launch took place from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh aboard the JSLV F-16 rocket.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
All L-40 engines generating nominal thrust. S-139 motor ignited.
5 seconds.
That's a magnificent of the GSLV F-16 NISAR mission. The deafening roar of GSLV and beautiful silhouette brightening the Sriharikota sky.
जहां अभी आपने देखा चारों L-40 तथा कोर बूस्टर S-139 का सफल प्रज्वलन और GSLV F-16 का उत्थापन द्वितीय प्रमोचन मंच से.
NISAR is a joint mission between NASA and ISRO aimed at studying Earth's land and ice surfaces. It is an L and S band global microwave imaging mission with capability to acquire fully polarimetric and interferometric data. The unique dual band synthetic aperture radar of NISAR provides high resolution and large swath imagery. NISAR will image the global land and ice covered surfaces, including islands, sea ice and selected oceans, every 12 days. The Lok Sabha has given its approval to the statutory resolution regarding the extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months with effect from the 13th of August 2025. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai moved the resolution seeking approval of the House for the extension of President's rule, which was imposed in Manipur on the 13th of February 2025. And with that, we end this news bulletin.